Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Nach Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman. Today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 92. This one has 16 psukim in it. This is a very famous parak. Although these psalms are all attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash attributes this one to Adam HaRishon himself. Rav Levi explains Adam actually wrote this Tehillim, but was forgotten until Moshe revived it. The background is as follows. Adam met with Cain after Cain killed Hevel. Adam asked Cain, what was the outcome of the heavenly trial? To which Cain responded, I did tshuva and my sentence was commuted. After hearing this, Adam put his hands on his cheek and said, tshuva is so powerful and I never realized it. Immediately, he stood up and sang Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Wow, this is a powerful medrash. Adam HaRishon, who is in Gan Eden, paradise, didn't understand the secret of tshuva until he learned it from Cain. How much more so us? Do we really understand there's a tikkun fixing for everything and anything? Imagine what the world would have looked like if Adam would have understood this earlier. When Hashem asked him, Ayecha, where are you? He would have replied, I am right here and I'm sorry for what I've done. Hashem, please forgive me. I commit myself to doing better next time. Your life can be repaired, restored, and better than ever before. It's not necessarily helpful to try and figure out how tshuva works or how your life will be better. It's not a logical equation that we can figure out. As tshuva predates the creation of the world, it just is. It's a great chesed from Hashem. God actually built tshuva into the system of the creation of the world. Now for the parak summary. There's essentially two parts to this prayer. The first part of the parak relates the greatness of singing songs to God for all the wonderful things Hashem has done. Good or bad, I will thank Hashem. I will have emunah in the nighttime. When things look the bleakest, I'll still trust God is guiding the world with exactness, giving each soul what it needs. The second part affirms faith in the righteous tzaddikim. These tzaddikim stand tall and firm like date palms and tall Lebanon cedar trees. In old age, they'll bear fruit. The fruit of their labor is synonymous with spreading the message of how God is perfectly fair and no injustice was ever performed. Okay, now for the highlight pasuk. The parak opens with the words, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. For starters, the simple meaning is, this song was said at the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos day. The Meforshim all bring the Gemara in Sanhedrin 97a, that this is referring to the Yom Shekula Shabbos, which is Olam Haba, the world to come when we'll experience true rest and peace of mind, which makes this parak about the final redemption of Mashiach. Rav Steinsaltz points out, this chapter is like a short synopsis of Jewish history until the final day of Shabbos. The Radwali Kabbalistically explains the connection between Shabbos and Olam Haba as follows. Shabbos is the Yom HaMenucha, day of inner rest, when the Tov, good, in every single day becomes apparent and shines forth. So too, in Olam Haba, there will be complete Menucha, because there is no Ra, bad, amongst the Tov, good, of Olam Haba. It's totally pure. In a deeper sense, both days are clarified for total goodness. That's why Shabbos comes on its own, directly from Hashem, because it's completely good. There's nothing we need to do to make Shabbos come. So both in Olam Haba and Shabbos, a person can rest from the Radifas Chitzonim, being chased by negative influences because these days are clarified to be completely pure and good. They're completely Tov. That's why the prayer says, next, Tov Lehodos Lashem. It's good to sing to Hashem, meaning the Tov, good, completely shines forth on Shabbos and Olam Haba. Let us merit to the Yom Shekula Shabbos, when there will be peace on earth, no more war on my holy mountain, when all will return to its source by returning with tshuva to Hashem. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.